everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 6:39, Brock Hunter.
Well,
morning.
All right. I got to tighten things up because we went long on sports. I knew that was going to happen. We should just do sports all day today, honestly.
Seriously, that's what everybody's talking about. Yeah, I'll do it.
Not like I got anything else important to talk about, for God's sakes. Anyway, let's keep removing. It's time for Rock News and Rock History.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Well, Led Zeppelin has pulled the plug on the release of Immigrant Song on 7-inch vinyl, due for release this past Saturday. A statement was released saying, quote, "With great regret, Warner Music must inform Led Zeppelin fans that the Immigrant Song, Hey, Hey, What Can I Do, 7-inch single has been canceled. We sincerely apologize for any disappointment or inconvenience this may have caused. Refunds will be available at point of purchase." I don't know why. They don't say why. I don't know if it's something going on with the band, with the record label, what.
That's kind of weird because there's money to be made there. And usually when there's money to be made, they, you know.
Go for it.
Like, go for it, man.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe they'll do a re-release. They haven't talked anything about that. But Zeppelin fans, sit tight for right now. Lastly, this is big news. And usually I wouldn't like to give, you know, it mentioned to a murderer, but in the music world, this is big. The wall of sound has been silenced. Legendary music producer and convicted murderer Phil Spector has died at the age of 81. While his later years were fueled by demons, Spector's early work in the 60s produced 20 top 40 hits with groups like the Ronettes, the Crystals, the Righteous Brothers, Ike and Tina Turner, just to name a few. He was famous for meshing vocal harmonies with big orchestral arrangements, which became known as the, quote, wall of sound. Spector died Saturday while serving a 19 years to life prison sentence for killing actress Lana Clarkson in 2003. You may remember the big thing was everyone talking about Phil Spector's hair. I don't know if you remember this, Hunter, but he was in court and he had this massive afro. Like, I mean, everyone was like, he looked like a mad scientist, to be completely honest. Like, really? It was nuts. Like, he shows up, this older guy, this huge afro in court, and we're like, what is going on?
Probably not going to help out the outcome at all on your end, huh?
No. And it was so weird. It was such a crazy case that this guy, Phil Spector, more money than God. Like, he has produced so much amazing music, was a key part to that sound. And now here he is on trial for murder. Looks like a cuckoo bird with this big old afro. And it's like, what is going on? This is just
crazy.
You can
have all the money in the world, but it doesn't matter if you're convicted murderer.
I mean, it just didn't make sense. It was so crazy. So anyway, Phil Spector has passed. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Ooh, big day. On this day, January 18th, 1974, former members from Free, Paul Rodgers, Simon Kirk, Mott the Hoople, and King Crimson formed a little band called Bad Company.
There you go.
Here's what's crazy. Bad Company probably would have never been formed if it wouldn't have been for Free guitarist. And obviously, you know, Free, they had the hit song All Right Now. Mm-hmm. You know, an amazing song. Their lead guitarist died of a drug overdose. And so the band broke up. They didn't go on. But if that wouldn't have happened, Paul Rodgers and Simon Kirk wouldn't have broken out, and Bad Company never would have been formed. And Bad Company obviously went on to be one of the biggest bands in the rock world.
Wow.
Numerous hits. They went on to have a number one album with their debut release. So, yeah, kind of a big deal. You know what I mean?
You know, you never want to see anybody pass, but what came of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like things. Bon Scott passing and then AC/DC having their biggest album ever, you know, Brian Johnson come in. So, yeah, crazy. I love Bad Company. One of my all-time favorites. But there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.